USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. Factors like high winds and low humidity, in addition to the heat, also bring a greater risk of wildfires in some areas. Officers from the San Diego Police Department in California shot and killed a suspect in the city's college neighborhood near San Diego State University. Homicide detectives say those officers went to an apartment to talk to a person of interest about a shooting earlier this month. That shooting led to the fatal shooting of a canine officer. The dog named Sir died on August 2nd. Authorities say last night the suspect appeared with what police said was a gun in his hand, and after officers told him to put it down, he lunged to pick it up and officers shot him. The unidentified man was pronounced dead at the scene. Negotiators for striking Hollywood writers and the studios sat down to talk yesterday. One source said the meeting ended with mixed results. The Writers Guild of America is said to have presented a counter to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers counterproposal from Friday. The writers have been on strike since May 2nd. Movie and TV actors went on strike July 14th. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says efforts to bring home Americans detained in Iran are not linked to nuclear talks.
We continue to pursue a strategy of deterrence, of pressure, and diplomacy. We remain committed to ensuring that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon.
Blinken told reporters nothing about America's overall approach to Iran has changed as the administration's pushing Iran to roll back advancements to its nuclear weapons program. Harvard University, the richest college on the planet, wants students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on campus to wonder why, considering Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. Love thy neighbor. It could be good for you.
A new Gallup survey finds being friendly to your neighbors can improve your well-being. According to the poll, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher incomes tend to greet their neighbors more often. On average, the poll says Americans report greeting five neighbors. Over a quarter say hello to six or more. I'm John Schaefer.
Madonna's announcing the rescheduled dates of her Celebration tour following her health scare. The pop icons rushed to the hospital in June. The tour will now kick off December 13th in Brooklyn, New York, following a run of European dates that begin in October. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.